Live from American Idol Finale 2012, man. It's your man, Head Crack, Eye Head. I'm sitting next to the beautiful Holly Kavanaugh, who's actually from Texas as well, right?
Yep.
Where about?
In McKinney.
McKinney. Now, how many hours or days have you ever spent at Townies Mall in McKinney? Like, do you go out there much? Or?
Actually, yeah. I've been there a few times, actually. I really like that mall.
Has anything changed for you, like, being, like, in McKinney now? Like, the whole American Idol thing has kind of popped off for you?
I actually haven't been home. So I haven't, like, seen, I don't know how, you know, my brother says I'm in for a big, like, surprise when I get home, but I've been in this, like, big American Idol bubble, so I don't know what it's like.
I totally understand. Now, if I may ask, how old are you?
18.
18, so what school did you finish out of out there?
I went to McKinney Boyd High School.
McKinney Boyd, that's not the one that's off of 635, is it right off the highway? Probably not. Okay. Moving right along. So, you're originally from the UK, right?
Yeah.
Now, where about?
I was born in Liverpool.
Liverpool, yep. The home of the Beatles.
Yep.
And the big soccer rivalry between, like, Manchester United and who they be going at? It's Manchester United versus
Liverpool.
Liverpool. So, I imagine just obviously you're rocking with Liverpool all the way.
Exactly.
So, how is it, like, you know, being from the UK and then just getting adjusted in America? Or have you been away for so long that it just, you're Americanized?
I've really gotten used to it now, but it was, like, a big change. I mean, I was 8, so it was, like, I left all my family, and then just me and my mom and my two brothers came, and my dad, and it was just, like, it's, like, two completely different worlds, so it was difficult.
How do you like our spices?
Spices?
Yeah, because, like, y'all don't have Lowry's over there. Like, y'all don't have Lowry's. Y'all don't have, y'all just started getting Mountain Dew in the UK about 2-3 years ago. They had to sell it as an energy drink in order to get it passed. Like, I mean, is it like a flavor?
You know more than I do. I didn't even know that.
I guess you have been gone for 10 years and, like, I don't know.
I didn't even know that.
So, out of this whole American Idol experience, what do you take away with it the most? Like, you know, is it the friendships or is it just the new experiences?
Yeah, definitely the friendships and, you know, just even this whole thing, like, you gain so much more confidence and, you know, just all that stuff. And it's just, I mean, a lot of people don't really understand it until you, like, go through it and really experience it. So it's definitely crazy.
Any ex-boyfriends mysteriously calling you like, yo, you know what? I messed up. And, like, you know.
No. I haven't I keep in touch with, you know, like, my close best friends, but other than that, it's really tough to even, like, keep up with, like, calling my parents every day because we're just so, like, it's just nonstop every day.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, even for the couple days we're out here, it's like, yo, when can we sleep? And it's, yeah. Like, I can imagine what you guys are going through.
It's crazy.
So out of all the people that was on this particular season, who would be the person that you could, like, see, like, maybe being a roommate with?
Well, I'm actually roommates with Skylar. And me and Skylar have been roommates since, like, Hollywood week, so I think we've stuck together pretty well.
So I got, like, a cool bond. Like, yeah. Go to the movies together, like, hang out.
Yeah, and Josh. I'm really, really, really close with Josh.
So, you know, when it comes down to the final two, who are you rocking with?
I'm rocking with both of them.
That's a good political answer. Yeah. The media training that they put you guys through is outstanding.
I'm landing.
That's what's up. So, like, do you plan on staying in McKinney, or you think you might relocate and get some of the sun out here in Cali?
It's kind of wherever my music takes me at this point. After tour, I mean, you know, see what happens. And then if my music brings me here, then I'll end up staying here.
You got a lot of flavor, and I was rooting for you this season, man. Like, and it's almost like the playoffs, the NBA playoffs. Like, you know, you can start, you can rock, and you can be rocking with somebody in the beginning of the year, and it may not necessarily be who pulls it off, but you never know what they have in store in the future. It's not about what just happened; it's about what you're about to do next. And I see big things for you.
Thank you. You
have what we call swag.
Thank you.
So if people want to follow you on Twitter and all that good stuff, or check out some more music that you've been working on outside of this, where can they go?
My Twitter is at KavanaughAI11, so it's just CavanaughH.
There it is. Yo, representing McKinney to the fullest, holding it down for Liverpool. Holly Kavanaugh is in the building live for the American Idol finale, and she's rocking with everybody. Ricky Smiley Morning Show, let's go.